Now, the last time we talked to this guy, he was talking about giving free pokes to the soldiers. we've got joining us now the man, the myth, the legend, Dennis Hoff, along with Brooke Taylor from the Bunny Ranch. How you guys doing? Good morning. It's good to hear you, my friend. How's everything been?
Everything's been great. We've been so busy. No, this Elliot Spitzer thing has just dropped out of the sky for us. So we're the, kind of the go-to people for Elliot, the no-glove love-gov.
Don't you mean he bottomed out?
He bottomed out, yeah. Here this guy is the ex-attorney general, and he's taking women across state line for prostitution purposes. He's money laundering. Could he be any worse, this scumbag hypocrite?
Oh, exactly. I mean, didn't he get his name as a prosecutor by prosecuting,
absolutely, right here in New York, where we're at today, and also the radio guys. And what's so funny is this is the get-even for all the radio guys, because he cost radio stations millions of dollars over payola, plug and pay, and all that kind of stuff.
Now
every radio guy in the country is getting even with him.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Isn't it? I love these hypocrites. I mean, this guy, I mean, if you're going to be a hypocrite, at least bust people that it's something you're not involved in. Other words, go after hard drug guys. Go after gaming stuff. Go after Wall Street. Go after anybody, but don't go after poor working girls.
Yeah, leave the girls alone.
Leave the girls alone. Well, he didn't do that either. Right?
On the other end of the coin.
This guy is the, and then to drag his poor, beautiful, educated wife.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, his wife looked kind of like a MILF.
Oh, she is a MILF, but she's a MILF that looked like she ate about 16 Valiums and got hit by a 2x4. That's what it felt like when she got drug up there.
I think Mrs. Spitzer should come to the Bunny Ranch and let me take care of her.
Yes. I think so, too.
I think so.
What should happen, you know, I'm going to put this offer out there first, right here in Palm Springs with you, Jake. I'm offering the wife a free party at the Bunny Ranch, and I'm offering the husband, as part of the party, to be in the bondage cage with Air Force Amy on a bad day.
There we go!
you'd have to know Amy.
Wait, you want him to have a good time?
No, bad time.
Don't you think he'd have a good time being in the bondage
cage? Well, he probably would, because but think of the fun the wife would have in there with you in a very romantic, sensual environment.
Yeah, and then we can watch the video of the bondage cage afterwards.
And we could have a cam, and she could be looking at the bondage cage and going, "Go, Amy, go, Amy.
Go, Amy."
Oh, that'd be hilarious. You know, we figure the reason that had this chick take the train was because ropes, restraints, drugs. I mean, it could be numerous things that she was hauling with her that she can't take on an airplane.
Yeah, we know that you can get sex toys and lubrication on the airplane. Ropes and handcuffs. That might be.
Ropes and handcuffs.
Gets me searched every time.
And she comes from such a nice family of heroin dealers. I love that. You know, the brother was selling heroin at schoolyards, outside schoolyards, and he got popped again or convicted just recently.
Oh, man. Oh.
Her brother was probably her first pimp.
I wondered.
He was probably Elliot's dealer. I'm not.
That's the train.
Does Elliot not know how to spell bunnyranch.com? Everybody in America knows this. He could have went on there. In fact, you guys, turn your computer on. Go look at Brooke Taylor's pictures. You got a visual of what I'm looking at, this beautiful girl here. In fact, going to L.A. on Thursday to do a centerfold for Larry Flynt.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Brooke Taylor going to be, wow.
Yeah. Larry is doing a contest over a three-month period of time to actually win a trip to the Bunny Ranch to actually go out on a date with Brooke.
That's
and part
awesome.
Of it is some of the photos and everything where she was at rock camp just recently, where she sang in a band with Nick Mason from Pink Floyd and Greg, who is it, Greg?
Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did that at House of Blues. So they're doing a thing on rock camp, and then it's going to flip right into this contest and a centerfold with Brooke, and everybody's going to write in, call in, drive into Larry's building, whatever, and to sign up to win a date with Brooke. I'm wondering how many millions of people are going to do that.
I don't know. Men liking easy women, you know?
So when you get out here in Southern California, you think maybe we can get you on the show out here live?
I would love to. I'd so love Palm Springs. And, in fact, Tony Pernesti is my good buddy. Tony's Pasta Mia down there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, Tony's a great guy. I mean, I love Palm Springs. Lived there for years. Me and Crazy Glenn, the motorcycle guy that rode around the world on a motorcycle, we hung there for many, many years.
That's awesome. Well, if you guys are down here, we'd love to have you on live. Again, check them out online, bunnyranch.com. Book your vacation today. It is Man World, I tell you.
It is. It's the online shopping at its finest, and there's no delivery fee. Save the shipping and the tax.
And keep in tune, of course, because we'll keep you informed on how you can follow along and maybe even win a date with Brooke Taylor. Dennis Hoff, Brooke Taylor, Bunny Ranch, thank you so much for being on the program this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you later.
Bye. This is the Jace Edwards Radio Program.